just finished a workshop at the Open University. And before you switch off, this isn't me giving a sales pitch for the Open University, but I would like to share some of the brain cells in word form from Wojciech, who I'm stood with, because I've been working with him for a few months now on a couple of different projects, and it's all about getting academics in the university to speak to the outside world and each other across universities as well more. That's why we've been focusing on microblogging and the sharing of multimedia and other channels. And I wanted Wojciech to tell me about those other channels. First of all, full name and job title, please.
Well, my name is Wojciech Lubowiecki, not Lebowski, not the big Lebowski, Lubowiecki. And I'm the academic reputation manager at the Open University in communications.
Why is that not shortened to, like, ARM? You're the arm.
Well, it could be, but if it was, you would be complaining that we only operate with abbreviations that nobody else understands.
It's a good point. Here's another three-letter abbreviation, BBC. Now, you have a history there, don't you?
Yeah, I used to work for the BBC World Service in the Polish section as an editor. Spent some 9 years there. It was fascinating time until, unfortunately, our section was closed down. But that happens.
It does, it does. And then Bush House went the same way. Sad times, but new beginnings, some may say. So you're not adverse to a bit of audio?
No, not at all. I love audio, and sort of have been putting that into practice in my job. Where we work on, for instance, videos with academics. And when you're creating new videos, obviously there's an audio element in it as well. Mm.
When it comes to actually getting academic stories and their research out there, things have moved on somewhat, haven't they? But not without an immense amount of work, especially at the Open University, from people like you. Can you give me an example of what things looked like 5 years ago, where academics were being heard, being seen, being read, vocal, and what's happening today?
Well, I will not give you a picture of what was happening here 5 years ago, so I was not around, and I was in a different world at that time. But I can tell you that many things have changed over the last 12 months or so. As a university, we became involved in a project called The Conversation. It's a website, a news website, if you like. But with a difference, and that difference is that it's not journalists writing articles on The Conversation, it's actually academics themselves, from the OU, but from more, other universities in the UK and beyond. In fact, the first project, the beginning of that project was in Australia. Now it also opened another site in the US. So what we are encouraging our academics to do is to write articles, explainers, comments, op-eds on the current news agenda. So with, for instance, political development somewhere in the world, we would have a specialist in that area that would comment and provide the kind of insight to the public debate and move the debate forward in the more informed direction, because you always have the dangers that the conversation about a subject, a scientific discovery, for example, will be moved away from the sort of the basics of the information, and the academics play an important role in actually informing the public and influencing the public debate on that.
Who decides what is currently topical? Are you turning academics into journalists, or are you using your journalist background and pinpointing what might be a good thing to write about?
It's a bit of both. On the one hand, academics do become journalists to some extent, in that sense that they do follow the news agenda, and especially the areas that they are interested in or experts in.
I see comments kicking in right now. You're not a journalist unless you've been trained in journalism. So academics are doing more journalism, because anybody can do journalism, but maybe we should honour what is an amazing profession which you spent years toiling just to learn how to do, and state that yes, you can do journalism, but it doesn't necessarily make you a journalist. There's probably people listening to this going, but he's cutting out the middleman.
Well, yes, to some extent. But I said that, you know, it's both. It's a bit of both. And we as specialist professionals in journalism, if you like, people working in comms, and also we can't forget about editors in the conversations, the website itself. We professionals help academics to sort of, you know, to nurture their writing talents in order to get the best out of their expertise. And it does happen. We also run training courses in writing, media relations, that kind of stuff. So we do help academics. But the work that I've been doing and some of my colleagues in comms as well, it was about following what's been happening in the news and sort of connecting, trying to find an interesting angle, and helping academics to present their research and to as I said before, push the public discourse in the sort of more informed direction.
So what other benefits are there for academics to be talking in these spaces, conversing in these places?
Well, if you talk to academics who have written articles for The Conversation or for other outlets, websites or newspapers, they appreciate the fact that their expertise is noticed beyond the academia. It gives them a boost for their work, because they can see that they are actually making a difference, and people engage with what they're writing. It's great for an academic to have, first of all, their story published the same day or the following day, rather than to wait 3 months for a scientific publication to respond. And secondly, to be able to see that, you know, 10,000 or 50,000 people have read their story.
It's also good to see that, having been training some, I don't know how many academics have come through one of my workshops now.
Well, I think it's well over 100.
To actually see them backing up some of the stuff they're doing elsewhere with multimedia in a public timeline is really key.
Yeah, I think what's interesting here is the fact that those who engage in writing for The Conversation or other media, these are the same people who tend to be more interested in social media, in creating the Twitter accounts and you know, using other social media. So they become or they are more open to talking to other people. And what is interesting and useful for the university is that this engagement of academics in the public debate is noticed not only by our current students and alumni, but also by potential students who suddenly discover the OU not only as a teaching university, but also as a strong research university.
So politely ignoring all of the other major science publications I've been seeing OU academics popping up in recently, how many universities are actually involved in the conversation, and where does the Open University kind of rank in amongst the world's universities?
Well, there are about 40 universities who are partners in that project, but any university can contribute to that website. And for the last few months, the OU have been the top contributor to that website in terms of the number of articles, and in some cases...
This is quite a shift in mindset. Have you basically said to people, instead of shouting at the television or the newspaper, write down your thoughts and we'll deliver them?
Yes, I mean, it's fascinating that... many people are asking us these questions, you know, how come that a university that, in terms of research, is not... one of the top names that you would mention. We're not a part of the so-called Russell Group of universities, but it turned out that we and our academics are really great communicators. Yes, we have incredibly successful collaboration with the BBC on the BBC programmes. So there is this communication streak, if you like, running through the veins of the OU. But our academics have demonstrated that their research is absolutely world class, and they are great communicators.
What's next then?
I suppose more of that. Once we've established ourselves as one of key contributors and one of the best communicating universities, we need to keep it up.
Keep it up, definitely. Wojtek, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Where are you on Twitter? Is it Lou Boxon?
Yes, I'm Lou Boxon on Twitter.
Got to get a plug in there at the end.